When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record not so daily, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. I may sound a little bit more slurry over the next couple episodes because as we get close to the up fair, I am fighting yet another cold. I just got over one, and a few days later, I started fighting off of another one. And this is the penalty one faces for working with children extensively. I don't know how you parents do it, being around these sick little goblins all the time who put their hands on who knows where and then get them come over to you and don't cover their mouths when they sneeze or cough. And there's no amount of Purell that could protect me from all the germs that I've been exposed to lately. So fighting a little bit of congestion, stuffed up nose, and you'll hear it on the next week's Art and Story. We just recorded it, and I was all looped up on cold medicine the whole time. I started getting kind of silly. So what are we talking about today? Well, you know, I'm going to back up. And something I've been thinking about a lot. This is meta content, okay? This is the stuff that I think about the shows that we do. Is I think more and more about the people who I like to listen to, the people whose content I enjoy reading or listening to or watching, are often people who are just, what's the common denominator? Gosh, this is like what we were talking about in last week's Art and Story, when we were talking about influences and outside influences outside of comics, and I sort of pushed forward this thought of looking for the common denominators amongst the things that you enjoy, and then that gives you a sort of a basis of meditation for figuring out how to infuse it into your own work, right? Pardon me. That's exactly what I'm doing here. And as I was saying, like the people who blog and do audio and video, what I find I get the most out of the ones when they're saying, look at this, isn't this neat? And I made a little mental check note to myself that, hey, Jers, how about instead of whining every once in a while about things that you're dissatisfied by or railing against things that you find being a little unjust or incomplete in its thinking online, which is interesting, guys, you should put as much time into saying, isn't this neat? And so this is going to be an isn't this neat episode where I talk about how, this ties in beautifully to the up fair, because this time next week, we will have just completed our first ever up fair in Lexington, Kentucky. You've heard us talk about it quite a bit lately, I'm sure. And as we get closer to doing the up fair, I'm thinking about how can I broadcast and share as much of that experience as possible while it's happening. One of my goals, and I think I've been talking about this a lot lately, over the next 5 years, is to find more and more ways to take the convention or conference or fair, whatever, and elevate it beyond its local position. Okay, so you got the local aspect, and that's important, and that's good. But how can you also make this thing sort of a live world event as well? World meaning just in terms of unlimited geography, not the whole world's involved. I'm not Oprah here. None of us are. none of the other up there co-organizers. So anyway, notwithstanding a $50,000, $100,000 audio and video rig, because we can't afford that, what can we do? And, you know, I'm just so amazed with how fast and how far smartphones have come along in the last couple of years. It's just astonishing to me. I don't want to turn this into an iPhone thing because, yeah, I do love Apple products, but I know some people get really itchy when you start talking about Apple products. Look, I'm not saying that you got to have the iPhone or nothing. I think all these smartphones are really neat for the reasons that I'm about to describe, but I am going to talk a little bit about the iPhone just because that's where my experience lies, okay? But as I get to thinking about how am I going to broadcast the up fair as much as possible, I'm like, gosh, you know, I got this portable broadcasting studio in my pocket nowadays. I can record podcasts on it and export them on my own site or on other sites. I can shoot video and get it sent to YouTube right away. It's high def video at that. And then of course there's tweeting and Facebooking and all that other kind of text sharing, like Tumblr blogs, like sharing photos on Tumblr, or recently somebody pointed me at Instagram, and I downloaded that as well. And it's pretty neat. But in any case, it's never been easier to get the word out from this little thing the size of, like, you know, thinner than a deck of cards in your pocket. And it just blows my mind. If you can afford the data plans, then it's pretty incredible what you can do nowadays. So before I go any further with that, well, I'll just dive into it. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to share some of the iPhone apps that I use. And I posted about this in the forum, but I wanted to give a little bit of my voice to it and go a little bit more in depth as to why I use what I use. For those of you who have iPhones, here are some great applications that you can use to boost your productivity as a creator, but also to sort of augment your online presence just with this thing that's in your pocket. And I know a lot of you guys, at least a handful of you guys listening, have iPhones. So, okay, the first app that I wanted to highlight here is the Audioboo app, and that one is free. And Audioboo is really neat just because it's got a five-minute time limit. It's like Twitter for audio. You just speak into the microphone on the iPhone and record 5 minutes of audio and then hit upload. And you can even take a picture and have a picture associated with the post that you make. You give it a title and everything. It configures an RSS feed for you. It creates a page for you. And then you could even connect it to your Twitter account, which I do. And it posts to Twitter and Facebook simultaneously once you upload a new Boo. Okay, Boo meaning the five-minute audio piece that you did. The app is free, so, I mean, there's no reason not use it if you want to do any kind of like mini broadcasting, microcasting. I know Kim Holm of cartoonarchy.com, he's been doing a lot of audio boos lately. You should, if you sign up for the service, you can follow him on there. And I use it extensively as a quick and dirty way to give audio updates from events that I'm at. It's not as easy to do that as you might think, though, because of the fact that putting a microphone in front of people's faces at a social event sometimes can throw them off. Not everybody's as eager to get in front of a microphone as I am, I guess. But then Audioboo recently launched this new service where you can send private audio messages to one another, which is an interesting idea. I'm looking forward to figuring out what kind of application that could have. I wonder if it'd be like something where, going back to my mailing list idea that I was talking about two episodes ago, you could have like some special, you know, follow me on Audioboo and I'll send you special messages that only you'll get, you know, that kind of thing. I wonder if you could work that into like a sort of a business plan as a content creator. So anyway, that one's free. Then the other one I use to do, anybody who's listening to some older Thunder Punch dailies, when I record them in my car, which, you know, I haven't had time to lately, but I plan on doing that again, is Hindenburg Mobile. And that's Hindenburg like the blimp. This app is $30. So it's really expensive as far as smartphone apps goes, but it is amazingly versatile, and it's basically a little version of GarageBand on your phone, and it's super, super speedy. It works terrific. You can import and export, or you can import your own, you know, theme songs. You can crossfade. You can do audio editing. You can copy and paste audio between different parts of it. It's compared to any other audio recording app, I'm very, very impressed. They have a free version you can download, which has like a time limit on it. So you can play around with it. But as far as using the touch interface with audio editing, I'm really impressed with that application, and I gladly plunk down the $30 on that app. And then you can export it to an FTP server if you want. Only the downside, I have yet to find any podcasting app that will export an MP3. That's because that whoever owns the patent on MP3s, like, they charge licenses to export in that format. So none of these small-time app developers can afford to pay that licensing fee. So, like, you know, you can export an MP4, you can export in WAV, AIFF, but for some reason you can't export, or for that reason rather, you can't export an MP3. So what I usually do is I upload it to my FTP server, download it when I get home, decompress it, run it through iTunes to turn it into an MP3, and then upload and then put it back on the site. It's a little bit of a workaround, but for episodes like Comics Are Great episode 5, where I recorded that panel discussion that I did, it also has like gain features on it. So you can turn up the gains, you can get more of the room sound and catch some of those like lighter sounds that might be off in the distance. And one thing I should say with the Audioboo app and the Hindenburg mobile app, gosh, that microphone on the iPhone is really good. I mean, it's a phone microphone, but it sounds incredible when you just record straight audio to it. Another one that I want to point out that's free is the Tumblr app. And I've been messing around with Tumblr a little bit, and I am mightily impressed with this blogging service. I think someone accurately described it to me as it works like Twitter and a blog mixed together. So it's Twitter without the character limitations, and you can actually embed photos and everything. Now, I've been using Tumblr for some time for with the other GoGo illustration guys, Mark, Kevin, and Sarah, for our sketch blog that we've been doing, but I really didn't investigate it any deeper than that. But you can actually upload audio, video, and images right off of your phone through the Tumblr app, and then it's all aggregated in this very nice, it formats all your photos and everything for you. And I'm just really impressed with, as a free service goes, I like it a lot better than Blogger. And it's got the social features that Twitter has, where people can follow along with you and they can like your posts and reblog your posts. I've had that happen a couple times. And so it's like retweeting, but you can reblog on somebody else's feed, right? So it's a great way to possibly have lots of people find your content. What else do we have here? Now, as far as video goes, let's talk about some video apps. Man, I've been talking about this on Twitter. I've been having mixed feelings about video broadcasting. The neat thing about the iPhone 3GS and the iPhone 4, well, even the iPhone 3G actually can do this, but at a very low frame rate, you can actually stream video from the thing now. One of the reasons I dumped the money into getting an iPhone 4 was, as some of you know, I've been having trouble finding a good video camera to do live streaming. So like if I'm doing like a daily sketch, put the camera over my shoulder and stream it and talk with people while I'm sketching. That's a fun thing to do, and I just couldn't do it. So it turns out the iPhone 4 can do it great, and there's a bunch of apps that you can do it with. There's Ustream Broadcaster, which is free. The account to set up on Ustream is free. Got mixed feelings about it for this reason. Ustream, not too long ago, kicked my buddy Krishna Sadasivam of PCWeenies.com, kicked him off the service because he was doing a figure drawing demonstration, and I think he drew nipples, and somebody flagged it as being inappropriate, so he got kicked off without any recourse. He couldn't, you know, contest it in any way or get his service turned back on. And so out of support to him, I don't want to use the service, but man, the app is really good. Then there's Justin TV, which a lot of people use. They have a terrific app. I've been having problems with streaming in high quality from the Justin TV app from my phone. It will stream great at the 320 by 240 resolution, which doesn't look very good, especially on a computer screen. It has a slightly higher one, which it looks great on my phone when I record that way. But for some reason, the app keeps crashing whenever I try to broadcast or stream from it. But that's the other thing. Both these apps will allow you to record directly to your phone and upload it later if you want to. Another one that I got, and this one was $5, and it's iMovie, the actual Mac iMovie video editing app. I'm going to say you might want to wait for the next version of this because it's got some sort of basic themes in there. Like you have to use a theme in order to make a video. So if you want to run a title card underneath somebody, like let's say I'm talking to Roger Langridge at a convention, I got the phone on, I'm recording us, and I want to put a little lower third Chiron there that says Roger Langridge of HotelFried.com. The themes that it makes you use, they're sort of out-of-the-box themes, and they don't look very good to my eyes. I'd rather they were a little bit more customizable. I guess they're great if you're just shooting a video of the kids playing in the yard, but if you're trying to do anything that looks even remotely pro or heading towards pro, not so awesome. Hopefully they'll roll out some more customizing features for that later on. Photography. Well, I mentioned Instagram. What's Instagram? It's I think it's like a $2 app. No, I think it's free, actually, now that I think about it. I think Instagram was free. And all it is a photo-taking and photo-sharing service. It works like Tumblr, but you can also synchronize it with your Tumblr. And you can just take photos and share them, and other people can reblog your photos and whatnot. And it's got all these, like, corny filters where you can make it look like a bunch of toy camera effects. I guess it's kind of neat. You can make some cool black and white effects with like a simple one touch interface and then share it instantly just by uploading it over your 3G. And then there's a Flickr app that I use. I try to not use Flickr so much anymore just because I'm tired of the limitations on the amount of photos that can be shown unless you pay for the premium service. So I recently switched to using Picasa, and for that I got an app called Web Albums, which allows you to manage and upload photos to your Picasa album if you want to do that. Photoshop has a great app called PS Express, which you can do photo editing on if you want to do something a little bit more robust than just running a black and white filter on it, and it is pretty nice for a free application. Let's talk about productivity. for my to-do lists, which I have a NOSBE account, N-O-Z-B-E. And the great thing about that is I think you can have up to 5 projects. So I've got Kids Read Comics, Up Fair, a personal home project list. And right from my phone, when I'm on the road, I can type in a quick little to-do. It gets synced on my NOSBE account, which I can see on my desktop when I get home. It also syncs with Evernote. So Evernote is a great note-taking application that keeps everything in the cloud. And, you know, you can take photos and you can do audio notes, and you can type yourself little messages. It gets synced on the Evernote service, and then I can, you know, access it from any computer I go to. And if I use tags, like I go into Evernote and I was just at a Kids Read Comics meeting recently, and I took some pictures of the notes we were taking because we were doing some kind of whiteboarding kind of thing. You know, and when you write on a whiteboard, a bunch of like different boxes and arrows and things. Took a picture of that, tagged the Kids Read Comics, and it automatically synced with my NOSBE account to say, okay, here's a photo that's associated with this to-do list that you formed while you're at the meeting. So that's a great productivity 1-2 punch, those two applications. So, you know, I don't want to go too much longer with this. So maybe I'll do like some follow-ups in the future of the new apps I find, going on this theme of saying, isn't this neat? Here's a neat thing I found today. I occasionally go into the app store and just dig around a little bit just to see what kind of things I can find, because it's a fun little scavenger hunt, because the app store on the iPhone, I will say this, it sucks. It's really hard to find neat things. So that, like I said, it turns it into a bit of a scavenger hunt for me. As I find other new ones, I'll share them here on Thunder Punch Daily. Maybe I'll do like little occasional app updates for the working cartoonist. There we go. Apps for the working cartoonist. So this isn't just, you know, like a tech podcasty thing. These are all things that I use to augment my life as a cartoonist who's trying to find an audience online and build a constituency and support a group of people who will support my creative endeavors online. There we go. Okay, so who am I? I'm Jersey Droz, jdroz.com, Jersey on the Twitters. Thank you very much for supporting us on this. Sorry, guys, it's the cold medicine. We couldn't do this without you. And I'm looking forward to documenting more of the advertising campaign stuff that I'm going to be doing, as well as the Up Fair. Stay tuned to our Twitter feed, the Art and Story Twitter feed, the Up Fair Twitter feed, mine, Mark's, or just even follow me along on Comics Are Great, because I've got some plugins going on there that scrape my Tumblr feed and my Audioboo feed to post them to the main page of the site. So that'll be another place where you can keep track of things going on. But probably the best way would be to follow me along on Twitter or Facebook. That's where I'll be, more of the up-to-the-minute updates will be going on for the event. And one last time before we dive into doing the show, thank you to those of you Supreme Storyers who helped support the Kickstarter campaign for the Up Fair. I mean, Ann and I, over the last 3 or 4 days, have been crunching through the finances, like really doing like detailed spreadsheets, like trying to figure out where all the money is going to be going to, you know, to spend the budget on the materials to support the show. And we are coming in just a little bit under budget. I mean, like a couple dollars under budget. So we literally could not do this show without your guys' support. We're already digging into our own pockets in terms of hotel expenses, gas expenses. I'm printing up a whole bunch of teaching materials. I just spent $150 on printing up teaching materials to do this event. So we are making our own contributions towards this thing. I'm also donating about $400 or $500 worth of my time teaching classes a few days before the event in order to help promote the event. And then in terms of all of us doing free art, you know, donating art, we're making contributions. But in terms of just meeting our operating expenses budget, you guys made it happen. You literally made it happen. There's no way we could have done it without you. So thank you guys for that too. So, I said I didn't want to go long, but all my profuse thanking made me go long. So, I'll be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
In today's story, He-Man came to the aid of a planet whose natural resources were being wasted. Unfortunately, this same waste is happening now, and not on a distant planet, but right here on Earth. We must respect the plants and animals before they disappear, as some species already have. There's beauty all around us. Protect it before it's too late.